Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy birthday to
Hear, 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 hear. How did you manage to sit through that, Ivan? How did you watch that?
With great difficulty, Frank. There's no doubt about it. There were a few tears shed and a bit of whooping going on and air punching and so on. I was watching it with James's brother, Daniel, his uncle, John, and his grandfather. And it was not a quiet room.
Not a quiet room is right. Now, your lovely wife was over there with James, of course, in LA.
Yes.
And he absolutely took it in his stride. Some of the comments he's made since, which we'll be playing on the programme during the course of this morning, incredibly diplomatic. And you must be exceptionally proud of him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he handles himself very well and has done throughout this process. The barrage of media would turn heads, but he's dealt with it all. And his mum said to him, "Are you nervous, James?" And he said, "No, mum, just put your coat on and go to work."
That's a lovely approach. And, you know, have you allowed it to absolutely go into your mindset that your son is part of a small team of people who've won an Oscar? They've won a BAFTA and an Oscar.
Yeah, it's incredible. And James is the first actor with Down syndrome to win an Oscar. So that'll be there forever. That is a little bit of history that he'll always have. So that's nice, you know.
It's very, very special. Suzanne made a lovely comment on ITV National News where she said 31 years ago he was her plus one and last night she was his plus one. It was a lovely comment.
Yeah. It's been quite traumatic for Suzanne and I, you know. And she has dealt with it very well. In the middle of this, of course, we have our other son, Daniel, who's getting married in about 5 weeks. So, you know, I think Suzanne has had Una Rodden on speed dial since, you know, for the last month. But it's been good, you know, and she's thoroughly enjoyed it, and the way they were received and welcomed out there has been fantastic, you know.
It's just incredible. And from the first day that you sent James to drama school or to drama practice, for him to have this flair, this God-given talent to do what he does, because he's acted in Ups and Downs, he's acted in Marcella, he's acted on stage, he's been an ambassador for Men Camp, and then he, you know, in many ways carries a film which wins an Oscar. It's just such an incredible talent. Did he always have that bit of flair as a kid?
Well, he's always been a performer, Frank, and he would always, you know, join in family sessions with his Uncle Dee, who played guitar on that thing last week where James was on harmonica. And, you know, that's gone viral, and it's just been a wonderful time for him, and he embraces it all, he enjoys it, and there he is. is, you know. And when they get, you know, whenever they got nominated for the Oscar, James was utterly convinced they were going to win it. And I was trying to sort of, you know, pull it back a bit. And he said, "Dad, it's my birthday that day. What a story that is." And I thought, well, practically every journalist in the country is saying, "Oh God, it's that wee lad's birthday, you know, be brilliant if he won it, you know."
I tell you, I'm still trying to come to terms with the fact that he has won it. You know, for a lad who's been in and out of this radio station since he was a nipper, and, you know, to be running about and having crack with us and to be full of fun, to be on that stage last night, having already received with his mates a BAFTA, to be on that stage receiving an Oscar, to be interviewed by All and Sundry, to have A-listers from across the globe singing happy birthday to him, It is very difficult to actually take it all in. And I'm quite sure James can take it in. He can absolutely take it in his stride. I'm very aware of camera teams that are going to be at Dublin Airport for his homecoming. So when are you expecting him back? And I'm sure there'll be some sort of welcome home do.
Thursday afternoon, probably, you know. He's they're flying in, and Aer Lingus have been very good to them. They've looked after them well, and it's a biggie.
Listen, it's a massive, it is so big, because like Banshees was expected to do better than it did at the Oscars. Sadly, it didn't pick up the gongs. The whole focus is now on the lads from Northern Ireland, and it's on James, with including the message this morning from the president. The Irish president is sending them good wishes.
Yeah, that's, I mean, there have been immense amount of good wishes this morning. You know, we've had everybody from David Healy to a high court judge to all our actors to broadcasters on. I mean, I have got at the minute, Frank, 68 messages on my phone. I don't know when I'm going to get to those, you know.
Ivan, I'm going to let you get some sleep. Don't worry about the messages until you get a good rest, and be ready for Thursday and for, I suppose, the ongoing success of a wonderful, wonderful son that you have. Thanks very much for taking a call from us so early this morning, Ivan.
Not a problem, Frank, any time. Yeah. You take care.
Thank you, thank you. As I say, proudest dad on the planet.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.